This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the third watch, thanks so very much, especially to the over-the-road truck drivers that are out there for the job that you're doing, keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things that are over there. And by the way, if you can't hear us any other way, go to the website, listen to us there. You'll hear us live streaming there right on the website right now. And there's a loop that plays there, that plays the show over and over again, recycles every 4 hours with the show and plays it again all day long until the next show comes on live, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Want to say the pledge for the second time?
Certainly.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values and principles. Well, Kyle, we got to talk about this again because it's not going away, and Biden's not going to solve the problem because he's got it backwards, and we'll get to that in a second. But higher inflation is squeezing the consumers as food prices, rents, gasoline, you name it, is going up. Now, U.S. consumer prices rose solidly in September, the highest they've risen in the last 13 years. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. As Americans paid more for food, rent, and a range of other goods, putting tremendous pressure on the Biden administration to urgently resolve strained supply chains, which are hampering economic growth. But the problem isn't just the supply chains, is it?
Well, no, it's not. But I think you also have a problem with the idea that consumers eventually are going to start saying, "Okay, I'm going to pull back. I'm not going to spend."
Right.
And that's going to exacibate the problem.
And that started about a month or so into Biden's administration, and people were holding back because they could see what was going on. Now, Kyle, inflation is no longer transitory. Would you agree with that statement?
Of course, sure.
It's never been transitory. Under normal conditions, maybe, but not under this administration, right?
Well, the idea that they're acting like this suddenly just sort of came upon us. We don't know how it got here, you know.
We know how it got here.
Yeah, but they're kind of playing dumb. But what a lot of people that were remember Jimmy Carter back in the 70s.
Playing dumb. They are dumb.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, yeah, go ahead, Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, well, Jimmy Carter back in the 70s, so we remember the Carter malaise.
I remember the gas lines.
And the gas lines and these kinds and the inflation and the interest rates. all that set the stage, of course, for the Reagan Revolution. But it's a crying shame that we have to sort of start going back to that kind of thing again right now. Especially, Captain, when we were primed, even with the COVID-19 pandemic and all of the effects economically of that, we were primed to come out of this. But the Biden administration seems to be doing everything possible to make sure we don't.
The reason is because they keep farting around with this, inflation is no longer transitory. They keep calling it transitory. It's not. And supply chain bottlenecks are only getting worse. The logjam is unlikely to ease anytime soon, despite whatever intervention the White House does. Well, we're going to have Walmart do more. We're going to have UPS and FedEx do more. What the hell has that got to do with the price of apples and oranges?
Well, right.
You can't do more if you don't have the product.
Well, right. But a lot of this, again, is optics. How does Joe Biden look, and they'll go out and poll on this, right? Does Joe Biden look more presidential, does his leadership improve now that he's talked to Walmart? You know, that kind of thing. They're looking for anything to dig him out of the Afghanistan, the border, the inflation hole, anything at all.
Right. Well, you know, people have got to live somewhere, right?
Sure.
We've got the housing boom, which is not necessarily booming. It's spitting and sputtering, unless, of course, you're down here, and then every time you turn around, there's more houses being built where you thought you couldn't build anymore. It's just an unbelievable circumstance about the state of Florida. But we'll talk about that some more, maybe in another segment. I do want to talk about this. You know the daily aspirin routine that the feds told us that people need to take an aspirin every day?
Right, yeah, if instructed by your doctor, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's no longer recommended. In fact, they're telling you to stop it because it's bad for you now.
Yeah, isn't that something? And, again, a lot of people, the doctor might have recommended that and so forth, so definitely check with your doctor. But, it's something, again, that, you know, well, coffee is good for you. No, wait, coffee's bad for you. No, wait, no, it's good for you again. You know, people don't know what to believe sometimes.
Well, forget about it, because a government-backed advisory board just opened a public comment on a proposed advice change to say that we should no longer be doing what we were told to be doing for almost the last decade or more. Because remember, the aspirin a day was supposed to be good for us, and it just wasn't. So now they're saying, nope, you can't do it, can't take it.
Well, right, and again, various diagnoses or these kinds of, typically that was for, I think, heart conditions or made like a blood thinner to try to stave
it
off.
It makes your blood, yeah, it sends out your blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we're going to break, and when we come back, folks, a huge, 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 huge new development in the emails showing Joe Biden is ensnarled in this FBI investigation in Hunter, because Joe and Hunter had a bank account together that was also shared by Hunter's business partner, and they were all dipping into the bank account, taking money whenever they needed it. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. Frank Salvato will be around tomorrow on Friday. He's around Mondays and Fridays on the program. To find out more about him, go to undergroundusa.com. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com. And we do things a little differently over here than what some of the MyPillow folks do. I just tell you to go to the website and take a look at what's there on the homepage for openers. Because everything you see there, when it asks you to enter a promo code to get the ridiculously low prices there, the only promo code you need to know is the word Captain. Because that's the one that will get you the price. Now, you can also, off the home page, go to the Radio Listener Specials logo link that's there. Click on that, and you'll see even more products at insanely low prices, about 24, if not more. Take advantage of it. Again, promo code is Captain. Now, if you don't like going on the Internet to order stuff, when some people don't, you can call them up on the phone. Their phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call or go to the website, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Captain. Save you all kinds of money in the products. And by the way, don't need to worry about Christmas there. They got plenty of stuff to take care of you for Christmas. All made in America. Pretty good stuff, if you ask me. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, a huge story is emerging about the emails that are being released from the Hunter Biden laptop computer. There was a series of emails yesterday that came out. And, of course, some folks on the left are fond of saying, when Hunter Biden's stories drop, that sort of thing, you know, that it's going to get really bad for Biden Joe. Well,
I didn't vote for Hunter Biden. You didn't vote for Hunter Biden. I don't know anybody else that voted. Hunter Biden wasn't on the ballot, was he?
No.
And those people that are saying that really are not aware of the substantial conflicts, alleged, the influence peddling, the contracts to foreign governments that are all part of the problem with these emails that are all starting to show up right now. I've got an example. You want to hear it?
Yep.
In a 2019 text to his daughter, Naomi, Hunter Biden wrote, "I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. It's really hard, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, Joe, I won't make you give me half your salary." Now, bills Hunter paid for Joe included a $100.90 a month AT&T phone bill, thousands in repairs on the president's lakeside home in Wilmington, Delaware, and then, in a 2018 email to one of his own assistants, Hunter complained that he had been shut out of his own bank account and that his father had been using it. The words were, "Too many cooks in the kitchen, too many profile changes and such. Happened 10 days ago, too. My dad's been using most lines of this account, which I've been through the gracious offerings of Eric and paid for in the last 11 years. Now, Eric is his partner, correct?
Right.
But you've got the dad's involvement. By the way, there's a mention here on April 9th of 2020 that his dad's Delaware tax refund check came and was deposited in this account. So this was an account that was being used by more than one person. And in order to use a bank account, anybody knows you have to be on the account, right?
Right.
So Joe was on it, Hunter was on it, and apparently the business partner was on it too.
Well, you know, Captain, I distinctly remember Joe Biden saying back during even the campaign, he didn't know anything about Hunter Biden business things.
That's not true.
Yeah, so, you know, that's a pretty big whopper, but obviously I think it's pretty interesting if they're talking about having to give Joe Biden half your salary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, this is explosive, to be sure.
Yeah, and there's even reference in here to the bender he went on with the Russian hooker and paid $25,000 for the extravagant time that he had with that Russian hooker.
Yeah.
He got that money out of this account.
Well, it gets curiouser and curiouser, as they say.
Yeah, and there was also a Secret Service agent who got involved in this, whose name wasn't mentioned totally, but they know who it is because the guy just retired. And he was also aware of this bank account and the money going back and forth.
Right. Well, again, it's at every turn. And now you mentioned, Captain, especially, you know, back during the election and so forth, people, you know, unfortunately, in many cases, did not get to hear about this. For one thing, the I think it was New York Post article was banned, basically, on social media.
Yeah.
People couldn't circulate it.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been perhaps even decisive at that point.
Yep. Now, the Federal Department of Justice is investigating alleged threats against local school officials, but most voters agree that recent parent protests are clearly protected by the First Amendment. Is that a fair assumption?
I would think it should be. Yeah,
right. Everybody I hear is telling me that. Now, a new Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 88% of likely U.S. voters believe it's very important for parents to be involved in their children's education. And another 10% say parental involvement is somewhat important, which means that 2% have no clue again.
Right. No kidding. Yeah.
So that being said, when they're trying to shut these people down at the school boards and tamper them down so they can't say anything, just like this Loudon thing where his father got arrested and beaten by the police to be arrested. His daughter got raped by a transgender person, and he was told by the school officials not to say anything to anybody.
Right.
But he went to the school board and he said, "I can't do this. I have to speak up."
Yeah, and I mean, you can't blame him for that, and any parent would understand the outrage and the absolute disgust and just rage that would be there.
And this boils down again to the bathroom issue where they had a boy who was transgender, who was dressed with a skirt, who went into a girl's bathroom and then proceeded to rape one of the girls that was in there.
Yeah, this is, it's so horrible, Captain, and yet somehow people will hide behind the wokeism of it all, as that will somehow justify it or make it like it's not as bad, and or this kind of thing. So it's, we just don't understand that thought process.
Well, I don't, and I don't want to understand it. I just want them to go away.
Well, again, I mean, it's this kind of thing. I mean, can you imagine just flip it around? I mean, that in some other way, I mean, you'd have people crying for a change. But
yeah.
But people are so scared of the woke brigades, as it were. They're so scared of being labeled as something that's not progressive and this kind of thing.
Who cares?
Well, I agree. No, I totally agree. Yeah. But
this is America. You're entitled to think whatever you want as long as you don't do something stupid as a result. I mean, you know, granted, you got to be careful sometimes with some of the things you say because libel is a very big thing out there. But the fact of the matter is, if you're careful and you don't, you know, if you don't run into these people, then what's the problem? I don't hang with them. Do you?
Well, as you mentioned, you can think what you want, but you see, Captain, when it comes to the wokeism, as it were, they actually do want you to think what they tell you to think. You're not even allowed to think what you want because that in and of itself could be aggressive or, you know, whatever it is that they want to call it that day.
Yeah, Eric is saying something in the chat room here. Let me see if I can try to understand this real quick here. He says, ex-people should be aware of federal law enforcement infiltration of parent protests, etc. Similar to January 6th, all of a sudden parents that are sending texts to others planning to protest at school, board official meetings, et cetera, et cetera. And the so-called parents wanting to protest at homes do not have kids in the districts. Okay, I guess that's what he's talking about there.
Well, but you know, Captain, you know.
They're instigators.
Well, right, but the right to protest and the organic nature of so many of these parents are going to the school boards. You know, you'd see other protests for other causes, and those would be called noble protests. But somehow, when the parents want to be involved, that's where the real controversy starts. Is as if nope, you can't even know what your kids are being taught because they're our kids, not your kids. You know, the state might say basically.
Yeah, and Cheryl is chiming in saying that all those funds from stimulus checks have vanished, gone. What happened to it? I spent it and don't recall where, when, and how. Annoying. These stimulus checks. Well, most people used it for whatever they had at the moment, to buy groceries or gas or, I don't know, whatever.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
It's spent.
All right. I don't think anybody knows where the stimulus money went. I don't know of anybody that still got it. I'll put it that way. All right. We'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful night in the neighborhood. Mr. Mike Gallagher is going to chime in and take us to the break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden's Wednesday would spend addressing bottlenecks when it comes to the supply chain involving the shipment of goods into the United States as it's been linked to pandemic-related problems.
We need major retailers and the freight movers who take the goods from the ships to factories and to stores to step up.
Some top shippers and retailers have already agreed to do more offloading and stocking of supplies during off-peak hours. The White House says it will not let former President Trump invoke executive privilege over documents tied to the January Capitol riot. The House committee investigating the day has subpoenaed those documents and some former Trump staffers. In a letter to the National Archives, White House counsel saying that President Biden doesn't feel it's in America's best interest to grant Trump that executive privilege. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. You hear him on the Monster Cast Sunday nights and the weekends on many of these stations on Armed America Radio. To find out more about him, go to his website, armedamericaradio.org. Alrighty, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico. Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they're my insurance company. They have my vehicle and my homeowner's insurance policy. Now, Geico has been saving people for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, the fact of the matter is, I'm one of them. You probably know somebody close by you. If you see them or ask them, they'll tell you about them and why they're still with them. Because they do provide a great service, and when you need them, that's when you have to find out how good an insurance company is, and they've been there for me when I've needed them two or three steps along the way in the number of years that I've been with them. Now, you can get your car insured, you can get your truck insured, maybe you got a motorcycle, AT, boat, or RV, they'll do all of that too, but where you save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance or condos insurance together with your automobile insurance. That saves you money. So, check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can find out where your local agent is and do business that way by going to meet your local agent or whatever the deal is there, or you can do it online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Remember, tell them the captain sent you. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, so Texas is the home of Southwest Airlines and American Airlines, right?
Right.
And what did the Southwest and American Airlines company decide to do about the mandate, the vaccine mandate with their pilots?
Well, Captain, what they're evidently going to do is they're not going to abide by what the governor has said. He said that no entity can enforce a vaccine mandate in the state of Texas. But since these airlines evidently also act as federal contractors, they're going to fall back on the mandate by the White House saying that all federal contractors have to have the vaccine mandate. So there's a showdown coming here.
Correct. And I get that. I understand that. I wonder how that's going to work out.
Well, exactly right. Well, I think it'll be a battle of wills, as it were. But also, I think you have a lot of private companies across the country who are instigating their own vaccine policy, basically, to be vaccinated to work at a company. And there may be some exceptions, of course, or you have to wear your mask or be tested if you're not vaccinated. But they'll also rely on the president's speech here about a couple months ago or so,
right,
now to do that. Even though OSHA, as far as I know, hasn't gone through all the motions yet to make that a reality.
No. All right, we're going to go to the phone line. We've got Ian on the line. We'll find out what's on his mind here. So let me flip with the switch here. Okay, Ian, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to start off about a few things. In the last segment, you're talking about Joe Biden's kidney emails and all that. Okay, that's all out there. So what are you guys going to do about it? Are the great Republicans, are our great heroes, those great big fighters, those champions of liberty, the Republicans, are they going to come and do anything about it? Don't count on them. I mean, what are you guys waiting for?
All right. Now, wait. Hold on. I guess I'm going to answer your question. That's not up to Republicans. It's up to the Department of Justice and whether or not they'll prosecute. And who runs that right now?
The Republicans could throw sand and gears in the works and shut this thing down. They don't. They're adjuncts to this system that oppresses us.
They're not the majority. Party. They can't shut anything down. It's already been proven. Yeah.
They can do it. Yes, they can. They don't want to. They don't want to fight. And the other thing you were saying about the with the school board protest and all that.
Yep. Well,
okay. Yeah, Eric was right. There's definitely going to be a lot of entrapment going on there from the feds.
Sure.
In honeypot. But why? Listen, you want to protest? Let's get your kids out of the school. This public school system, it's the government, man. The government owns the schools. They can give us all this razzle-dazzle that we own them. They don't. Look, these are government indoctrination factories. Get your kids out of this. Homeschool them. Put them in a Christian school.
Yeah.
Why are you all even participating in this system? This system is irredeemable, and it needs to collapse.
Yeah.
It needs to go away. And you know what else? You're not going to like this, what I'm going to say next.
Well, you got about 30 seconds, and I got to go.
I hear your opening, the flag, support the cops, the law enforcement, blah, blah, blah.
You bet.
Yeah, you bet. The cops that beat the guy up there that protested his daughter getting raped. Buddy, if the cops had any balls, they'd be out on a general strike to overthrow this tyranny. They're part of the tyranny. They're working for a paycheck. Okay? The same cops that shot Ashley Babbitt. Yeah, right. Go
all right. Yeah, okay. All right, here we go. Now, that's a bit nonsensical. How many cops shot Ashley Babbitt in Washington, D.C.?
Just one.
Thank you. One cop, okay? That's not all the cops. That's number one. Number two, how many cops beat up the guy at that Loudoun school system that, you know, they corralled him and pulled him out? How many cops?
I'm trying to recall from the video clip that I saw.
There were two. And then the two became four when they dragged him outside because four were there to get him to get on his knees and this, that, and the other and sit there in the grass and all that. And then they found out the rest of it and all that. By the way, what was he charged with?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know what they charged him with.
Nothing.
Yeah, but again, because...
Nothing.
Yeah.
So don't tell me, you know, if you see one cop over here and two cops over there, and you've got hundreds of thousands of police on the street out there risking their lives every night, do not bring that here to this show. I will shout you down and cut you off. I support the police. I support all of the police. Yeah, there's going to be one or two bad apples in the bunch, but guess what? We've got their back here on this show. And just because you've got an axe to grind, because maybe you had a problem somewhere along in your past, don't bring it here. It is not going to fly.
Well, I think to say that somehow the police in general are complicit in some kind of operation or tactic against the people is incorrect.
No, no. The majority of the police officers are honest, God-fearing people that want to do their job, go home to their families at night, this, that, and the other. And I am not going to allow or participate in a boo-hoo, wah-wah, anti-police thing here on this show. Not going to happen. Take it somewhere else, because we stand up for the police. You need a cop? When you need a cop, okay, you give them a call and see what happens. See who's going to come racing. By the way, see what the fire department will do for you. Okay, well, there's another bunch of people. Don't bring it here. It's not going to happen.
Right, but you also, Captain.
Oh, and by the way, I've got several comments coming in here already, off the chat room and other places that are telling me, yeah, Captain, you're right. We stand up for our police. Okay, well, I knew that was coming, because the majority of the people on this show do.
Right. Well, if anything, Captain, we've got the government, the Biden administration, coming against police officers and firefighters with the mandates, basically, or even local municipalities, and they're going to walk off the job.
And our buddy Fred down in Fort Lauderdale that listens to us every night, he's saying, Captain, I support the Southwest Airline pilots in their fight for freedom and themselves and for us. Yes, I do, too. I do, too. I believe that's a winning proposition for Southwest and America and those pilots that are doing that. And here's a message from Evelyn. Evelyn saying, whoever that guy is that called, he's dead wrong. Okay, well, thank you, Evelyn. She didn't catch his name, but that's okay. But, you know, you want to do that stuff, you got an axe to grind, take it somewhere else. It's not going to happen here.
Well, absolutely.
Because guess what? I could have done something else, too. I could have pushed the dump button and not one word that was said by the last caller would have been heard.
But look what's happened now. It's facilitated.
Well,
every
comment I'm getting right now is anti him.
Yeah.
Every comment I'm getting, not one is even close. Not one. And I'm getting them. They're coming in as fast as I can push the key here. And it's unbelievable. Let's see. It's about. Well, here's nine in a group. Let's see if I can find one that agrees. No. Nobody.
Well, but again, it's the reaction to the idea, to the statement, and I think it's pretty clear what that reaction is. Mm-hmm. Because
and here's 17 more messages. This came in at one time off the direct messenger.
Wow. Well,
yeah,
again.
So let me look again. Let me see if I can find one person that agrees. No. Nope, nobody. Not a poll. Not a soul.
Not surprising.
Yep, this is a pro-police show, pro-fire, pro-EMS, pro-military, and pro-America. Stand up for your country. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren and I. Coming back, Truckers Highway and Byron Report. Kathy, take us to the break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, thank you very much, Donna. Donna, and don't forget, check them out at cowboylogic.us, cowboylogic.us to find out more about them. All right, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, coming back, story number two. We've had some changes in the weather a little bit. We'll let you know about that. Brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stops, wherever they're at. Stop in there, tell them the captain sent you. You just might get yourself a free hot cup of coffee this time of the night. So, here we go. It's going to be a Rolling Stones night, and here we go with probably the song that everybody remembers the most.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Hey, that's Mick Jagger and company and the Rolling Stones. Kyle, when was that around?
Well, that's Satisfaction. What is that, 1965, 1968?
Yeah. I don't know. But it was one of the first ones that came out, for sure.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's got to be earlier than that. You're right. Right in there.
Yeah,
right,
I think it was 65, and it was one of the first ones that came out, period.
Yeah, and it was covered by Devo in 1977. But, you know, still a great song, and you get a band like that, it still sounds good.
Very good. Very much so. Okay, well, we're going to go over, take a look. I'm going to look at the weather real quick here. We've had some changes over in the East Coast. Got some real dense fog across half of Pennsylvania tonight. So if you're going across I-80, the Pennsylvania Turnpike, up and down I-81, or I-76, or even the northeast extension of the Turnpike, Jersey, dense fog as well. We'll get into all that after Kyle tells you about what's going on out west.
All right, Captain, we've got a frost advisory tonight in the I-25 corridor, Fort Collins in Colorado, Denver, freeze warning all the way down to the border with New Mexico, and that frost advisory extends into the eastern part of Colorado as well from I-25. Freeze warning also in the southern part of Colorado near Durango and Cortez tonight. Grand Junction along I-70, you've got a freeze watch there continuing on over into parts of Utah. Hard freeze warning, this is going to be southeast of Salt Lake City in the Roosevelt and Vernal areas. You've got a freeze warning going on there. Also in Richfield, Utah, freeze warning tonight, hard freeze warning, I should say.
Yeah, I know Richfield very well.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're coming up Interstate 15, that's going to, you're going north, that's going to be east as so you reach about the middle part of Utah there. Near Boise, Idaho tonight, also a freeze warning. So a lot of that storm, of course, as we've been talking about, has been moving east into the central part of the United States. That's what's happening tonight. And also, folks, if you're listening to us and you've got, you're traveling up the 101 freeway north of Los Angeles, there's the Alizal fire, and that has caused the 101 to be closed for a time. Don't have any word yet on when it will be reopened north of L.A.
Okay, well,
pardon me, Santa Barbara, I should say.
Okay, well, here we go. South Dakota, you've got some really cold temperatures in the western half of South Dakota tonight. Hard freeze there, so be advised. By the way, drivers coming up out of the south, make sure you got your fuel treated and taken care of before you get past the Mississippi River. Don't wait until you get out there in Iowa somewhere or Kansas or whatever. Get it done before you get there, this side of the Mississippi. Dump in your fuel additives. You've also got frost and freeze warnings right now in Nebraska across most of the state. The northern part of Kansas, frost and freeze warnings there as well, about 100 miles or so into Kansas. Now, we do have an area of rain and some flooding all the way from down around Eagle Pass, Texas, on up to San Antonio, where there's some flood warnings there right now, flash flood advisories, and rain all the way up that I-35 corridor to Oklahoma. Then it kind of makes a right-hand turn, goes out of Oklahoma over towards the northwestern corner of Arkansas and up into the southwestern part of Missouri to include Joplin, also to include Springfield and Branson, by the looks of things here. And we've got a lot of dense fog tonight on the East Coast. Most of the eastern half of Pennsylvania, if you're on I-80, if you're on I-76, the Pennsylvania Toll Road, the Northeast Extension, southern part of New York, Poughkeepsie South, down into New York, and New Jersey, all of Jersey, down through Delaware, and over into the northern part of Virginia as well, and the mountains of Maryland, you definitely are going to have some problems trying to maintain the speed limit for sure. All right, Kyle, tell us how your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. And we're going to jump right from the frying pan into the fire, so to speak. And we've got Denise Simon with us from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I think it's kind of interesting that yesterday, American Airlines and Southwest Airlines, both of whom have headquarters in Texas, correct?
Correct.
They said that they were not going to follow Governor Abbott's anti-mandate order, but instead they were going to follow President Joe Biden's order that applied to the federal contractors because of the fact that they have so many contracts with the federal government.
That's right.
So I don't know what's going to happen there. Are we headed towards a confrontation again?
Well, Biden has the authority to force government contractors or employees to be part of his vaccine mandate.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much every single airline has a government contract.
Well, so, they haul a lot of mail, I know that.
Well, or anything. Mm-hmm. That is why we are, why Texas and that situation is the reason it is. We may not like to admit it, but that's where it is.
Okay.
Now, they can challenge it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not an official, there was no executive order. It was
right.
More like just an edict.
Right.
So, I haven't seen any of them choose to do that, but that's where we are.
Well, a judge did yesterday rule in favor of the United Airlines pilots on the mandate. You saw that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I wonder if there's one coming here for these guys. Maybe they'll go to the...
Only if there is... I know that Southwest, because I read the document from almost a week ago, where the pilots were asking for a temporary restraining order.
Okay.
So I don't know if that actually happened.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the return after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, yeah, we're going to talk about this supply chain problem because, remember, Biden's got the answer now. Buttigieg's got the answer. Yeah, right.
This is Carl Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of Captain's America Bird Watch coming right after the top of the hour news.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.